Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Shalom, everybody. This is Paul, and today I come to you to give you a message, a very important message. A message that I give as I go out there in the streets and I share with other people, people I don't know, strangers I don't know, in prayer that strangers will come here today to understand this important message. This message isn't for the person that knows this truth. This message is for the people that have never heard it before or think they've never heard it before. This message is for people who deny the truth, and are trapped. And I want them to be set free. We are called in the scriptures to be watchmen. I want you to understand the danger, the great danger that is coming, and the wonderful mercy and patience of our Creator, who's given us time to figure it out, just as the children of Israel, and when they rolled out of Egypt into the promised land, and all the people that were destroyed, were not taken by surprise. They had over 400 years from the time Abraham was there to know they were coming. Yahweh gave them over 400 years to repent, and only one did, Rahab, and she was spared. And Yahweh has given us hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years to get it right. During the time of Noah, there was 120 years to get things right. The people still didn't get it right, and the only ones on the boat were Moses and his Noah and his family. Noah went out there and told the people the message, but the people still ignored it. Keep going on another days, and it says in the scriptures, the times of the end will be like the times of Noah. And what they meant was the people be going on doing their daily activity, rejecting the holy word of scripture, rejecting the important message that our Creator is telling them. Here I come to you today, everyone. I come to you today with no notes. I come to you today with a message that's on my heart that Yahweh put there to share with everyone to know this truth. Again, this message is not for those of you that know this truth. It's also a reminder, though, to tell you that know this truth, you need to go out and share this message, because for you to know this and say nothing is worse than for those that never heard it. We have a responsibility, and we must go out and tell the world and go stand speak. You should never be embarrassed of what Yeshua did for you and sharing that with others. And as people go out there, whether you want to call it street preaching or open air preaching, well, I call this internet preaching, because I'm here to preach the good news of the word. And the good news is that Yahweh is here. And the bad news is also that Yahweh is here. And it all depends if it's good news or bad news, depending on what side of the fence you are on and how you choose to live your life. But nothing you've done prior to hearing this message matters anymore. What matters is that you would repent and come to know Yeshua. You would repent and come to know Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. You would repent and come to know his truth, and to know the joy that comes along with following his way, even though in persecution. You will come to know what it means to suffer well. You will come to know what it means to have the freedom that comes along with following our Creator. And when we think about following him and what repentance brings, the Bible tells us in the Holy Word of Scripture that repentance brings refreshing. Repentance brings refreshing, and that comes with the verse in John 8:32 that says you should know the truth, and the truth should set you free, and it is refreshing to be set free. Once you are captive, you are restrained. You are in trouble, and this is where many people find themselves. They're deceived by the enemy, by the wicked side, to do things and think things and live in fear and fear of man. And the streets today are flooded with sin. They're flooded with people going against the words of our Creator. You might have stumbled upon this as you're flicking through the internet looking for whatever you're looking for. You might have come across this message, and I want you to understand, and I want you to know that I too was once so blind to this truth, even though I've read it, even though people told me about it, even though people had experiences of life transforming things that happened to them because of the wonderful Creator and what he does for us. I too ignored it. I understand where people are at. I understand what people are going through. I understand the emotions and the bitterness and the sadness and the loneliness and all these things that the world brings upon us. I understand the depression. I understand the sadness that comes along with losing our job, losing somebody special to us. I understand about broken relationships. I understand about being sick. I understand about getting diagnoses from the doctor that don't go along with what we want. I understand about unhappiness. I understand about revenge, bitterness, and all these negative things that take place in our world today. But I also now know something different. I know there's a light in the darkness. I know that there's an end to this tunnel. I know that if we keep working, pressing through, we will find what we are looking for. For the scriptures say in Ezekiel 33:11, our Creator says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they will live. But we are trained in this world to create a plan for ourselves and to live according to that plan. But our Creator says, forget about your plan. Forget about your ways. It's time to understand my ways. My ways. And they're found in the scripture. It says what they are. It shows what they are. He sends us his holy word. He sends us people. He sends us moments in our lives where we could say, wow, that's a miracle. That's our Creator working in your life. He wants what's best for you, not according to the world's standards or the world's ways with new house and new cars. No, he wants you to feel the joy that comes and the freedom that is experienced by knowing who our Creator is and knowing that the evil forces of darkness cannot touch us on an emotional level, and we can walk around and be around there with complete joy always. How many of you want that? How many of you today are worrying about losing your job, getting up and going to work, and them saying, well, you can't come here today because your job is over? And if that happens, what happens to you? Is everything you do and your whole life based upon your job and the money you make and the so-called health insurance that you think you have? Do you base your life on that? And is your whole world crushed if somebody tells you you lost your job? Or what about those of you that are going to wake up today and your spouse is going to tell you, I no longer want to be in this relationship. I want a divorce. What happens then? Is your world completely crushed? Do you not know what to do? Do you put every reliance in your life on your spouse, on another person? Or what if you go to your bank account and there's no money in there? Nothing. You've went to sleep with thousands, maybe millions of dollars, and you woke up with nothing. How will you react? How will you respond? Is everything you value in life based on how big your bank account is? Or what if you wake up and you go to a doctor because you're not feeling well, and he says, well, you have a disease, a particular disease that there's no cure for? What is your thought then? Do you think your life is over and everything is gone? You put in every reliance and everything you have here on earth? Well, the Bible tells us clearly not to have any idols, not to put anything before our Creator, and put anything before what our Creator says. Whether it's your job, whether it's your spouse, whether it's your health, whether it's your money and everything else, these are the common things that people today put in front of our Creator, and of the belief and trust in Him, knowing that He will provide all our needs. He's the only person we need in our life, the only thing we need in our life. We're never truly alone if we have Him. That even if we've been diagnosed with a disease, the scriptures say, I prayed to my Creator and He healed me. That even if we wake up with no money, we have every single thing we need in value in life because He provides. Whether it's money or shelter or people or objects or anything in life, He provides. This is the difference between somebody who has no physical objects in this world, but they're happy, versus somebody who has all these physical objects, but they're miserable. It's what they're putting their ultimate reliance on and what they're putting first in their lives. And we have to make that choice. We need to believe. And when the Creator says, know the plans I have for you, they are for good and not disaster, to give us a future and give us a hope. We have to believe that. So as much as this message is for those of you that are flicking through the internet and you're seeing this and maybe hearing this for the first time, it's also for those of you that think you know this message, but you're not grounded, you're not solid in your understanding and belief who Yeshua is and what He did for us. So much so that we're letting these little things, and I do say little things because according to our Creator and with the appearance of our Creator, all these other things are little, very little that we put so much reliance on. Our job, our money, our health, our relationships. Ignoring the wonderful big things like the wonderful relationship with our Creator and what He did for us and how He died for us. And how we could smile through that persecution knowing that He is good, and we could sing psalms and hymns and know that His way will prevail, No matter how dark it seems here in this place, we have chosen that narrow path. But so many people are deceived to live against the way our Creator wants us to live. And the scriptures are clear when it says, do not be deceived. Fornicators, making idols, adulterers, homosexuals, sodomites, thieves, covetousness, drunkenness. And all these different things are the ways of the world and ways we must reject and go against. And we think about the emotional level we have today and the fear we have in the world with the rejection, the hatred, and the violence in today's world. And the shame, pride, guilt, lying, lust, and greed. And the revenge in our hearts and all these different things. No matter how secure you think you are, no matter how brave you think you are, no matter how righteous you think you are, do you suffer from unforgiveness, self-pity, and do you gossip, and do you fear, and do you take part in the slander and the gossip that you see on the internet and hear on the TV, on the news? Or do you understand the greatness that our Creator brings us and the love, joy, peace, and the freedom, understand of the purity and the wisdom and the justice and the love and the mercy and the grace and the truth and the devotion and the forgiveness and all these things that our Creator gives us and brings us? I want to encourage all of you, no matter if you're somebody that has not had your eyes open yet to this truth before, or if you're somebody who's been studying the words of our Creator, but you're losing faith because all the things that are happening in your life, I want to encourage you and remind you that there are many people prior to you that went through it, that were purified through the fire, that went through it, but they suffered well, and there's a big difference between suffering and suffering well. And the scriptures promise us Yahweh's word will prevail. And now it comes down to who are you going to believe? Our Creator or the doubters of the world, the deceivers of the world, the enemy of the world? For it says in the scriptures that there's a battle going on for our souls that we don't see. There's a battle taking place every single moment between the devil, the enemy, the adversary, and our wonderful Creator. You choose the side you want to be on. And I'm telling you today to choose to be on the side of our Creator. I know somebody's watching right now that got bad news yesterday. I know somebody's watching right now that is experiencing pain. I know somebody right now is watching that has doubt in their lives. I know somebody has doubt about the future. I know somebody is worried about things of the world and the hearing and the end times and what's going to happen and how they're going to be. But I want to encourage you and remind you to stay faithful through these times. It's easy to be faithful when things are good, but what's going to happen when your faith is tested and things are not good? What's going to happen when your house burns down or somebody you love is taken away from you? What is going to happen then? Your faith is tested. And we need to make the right choices. And this message right now might not be applying to you because things might be great in your life. Things might be wonderful, not only according to the world's ways. Things might not just be wonderful according to your bank account or your house or your security or your spouse or your other relationships. No, not just that. I'm talking about your relationship with our Creator. Things might be wonderful now. Regardless of all that going on, you might be thinking right now, I have a wonderful relationship with my Creator. He's opened up my eyes to His truth. I live according to His word, and I am fine, and I feel great, and I feel wonderful. Do not be deceived and prideful to think that any moment the enemy could deceive you to rock your relationship with our Creator, to rock it. And I pray and I hope this morning that all of you that are watching will not be shaken when you are tested. You will not be sidetracked when things go wrong. You will have that amazing faith of Job, who can simply say with all his heart that our Creator giveth and He taketh away. But I'm going to rely on Him regardless of what other people tell me. and understand and believe and trust in his holy word, and his word is true, and this truth is going to set us free. If you're watching and you're not a person that has this relationship that so many of us pray for on a daily basis, our loved ones, our families, and our friends, and people we know, and even people we don't know, that they would come to know Yeshua. If you're watching right now, and this is the first time you're hearing something like this, or at least the first time you've stopped to watch a message like this, or a creator has put this message in front of you, I implore you and pray that you would just call on our creator. Just call on our creator and admit the truth of your life, your depression, your loneliness, and all the things that are going on, and tell him and ask him that you want to be part of the joyous family that he promises you could be by just making that commitment and trusting him. So I ask you today, right now, to just speak to him, and don't take my words for it. Speak to him and talk to him and ask him if this is true. If your word is real, let me know. Let me know. Change my heart. Help me to see this truth and have eyes to see this truth. Many of us, no matter where we come from, have experienced darkness. Many of us are in darkness. Many of us are spread in darkness. But it just takes one moment to expose that darkness when the light comes in. That light is Yeshua, our Messiah who died for us. And whether you believe it or not, whether you know it or not, the history speaks the facts. That Yeshua is real, Yeshua died for us, and he rose again, and he's coming back again. And you must acknowledge that and accept that. It's not about being a nice person. It's not about doing nice things according to this politically correct society. No, it's about trusting and understanding who Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, was and is, and what he did for you in dying for you, in giving you a new chance at life. Yes, I tell you all right now, somebody died for you. And our creator loves you so much that amongst all the wickedness and the darkness that we live in and spread and are part of, he wants to take us out of it. Again, I give you Ezekiel 33:11. I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways and live. That's the cry of our creator through his holy prophets, that he wants us to hear and understand. Many of you watching think you're not dealing with wickedness, but wickedness living is against the guidelines and instructions of our creator. He's given us commandments to live by. You know, many people say we can't keep all the commandments, and I say, why not? Our creator's told us and given them, and he says we can. He says he wants us to do them and live this way, and that's his guideline, and that's his will for us. And people say we can't keep the 10 commandments. And I will say to you, there's over 600 commandments, and 10 of them is only a small fraction. And if you're worrying about a small fraction, what are you going to do about the rest? And somebody will say, but do we need to keep 600? I say, no, we need to keep the ones that we could still keep. And how do we know that? You read the Holy Word and he puts it there for us clear. Yeshua, the one who died for you, says, my yoke is easy. It's not difficult. But only when your heart is in the right place. And if you're struggling with keep the guidelines and instructions of our creator, or make excuses not to keep the guidelines and instructions of our creator, your heart is not in the right place. The light has not entered your heart. You're still in darkness. Speak to our creator. Find a quiet place. Every single day, find a quiet place with no distractions and speak to him. Father Yahweh, let me hear your voice. Father Yahweh, thank you for listening to me. And just as if you would talk to your best friend or your spouse, speak to our wonderful creator. And before you think you don't hear back from him, understand his answer is given in his holy word. His holy word speaks to us. Turn to the scriptures, the book that people died for to get into our hands, and read it, and read it often. Many people say they want to hear from our creator, but they don't open up his word. We need to read his word and open up his word. And some people might hear us, hear from him verbally. Some people might hear from him through somebody else speaking to us and so on. But without a doubt, a guaranteed way word, a way to hear our Creator's word is to read his holy word on a daily basis. Remember this spiritual battle that's going on. And it's true that the scriptures say, it's truth that there are fallen angels known as demons on this earth that are trying to torment us and keep us from experience the freedom that comes with our wonderful Creator. But understand that our Creator will always be victorious. And we need to be understanding enough and strong enough and brave enough to rebuke those demons, to rebuke them, not give them power, not give them power, to rebuke them in the name of Yahshua, the one you call Jesus, right now, and tell them to get out of your life, to leave you alone. If you're suffering from anything, hatred, violence, jealousy, envy, condemnation, shame, pride, guilt, lying, lust, greed, covetousness, ideas of revenge or retaliation or slander, critical spirit, fear of man, or any of these things in your life, you need to rebuke that and rebuke those evil spirits from tormenting you with, and letting you experience any of those things. That's the nature of the devil, and that's what he wants you to believe, and that's how he wants you to live. But our Creator says and shows us about the love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, faith, virtue, purity, wisdom, and the justice and the honesty and the fairness and sincerity and knowledge, understanding, grace, mercy, excellence, the forgiveness, the compassion, the devotion, and the truth. That's what he wants you to experience. That's how he wants you to be. That's how he wants you to live. I come here today to tell you this, not with scriptures and notes and ideas and all these different things. I come here to tell you with my heart, because the Creator tells us he wants us to understand with our heart and trust in him with our heart. That's what he wants. And he doesn't say some of our heart, some of the time. He says all of our heart, all of the time. That's what he wants. That you would hear my words and you would live according to them. You would follow them. You would desire them. They would bring joy to you. What brings more joy to you in a song, a secular song or songs about our Creator? What brings more joy to you speaking to our Creator or speaking to some stranger on the internet? The same desire you have to go find people on the internet and social media and look up their profiles and everything else, you should have a stronger desire to go to the Word and look up the ideas of our Creator and who he is and get to know him and research him the same way you research these things over the internet and where you're spending your time and how much time you're actually spending in some things. Are you spending more time searching the internet for worldly things or searching the Bible to get to know our Creator and his character and who he is and what he did for us? Are you telling people about and sharing some video you saw on the internet that went virtual because it's interesting? Or are you sharing the words of our Creator and telling people and sharing the words of our Creator, letting them know that somebody died for them so they could have life? And if they're depressed, if they're going wrong, encouraging them through prayer and reminding them through the holy words and a promise that our Creator gave us that he will never leave us. No matter what, no matter how bad it seems, we see all these people in scripture, Job himself. They took his family, they took his health, they took his money, they took all these different things, but he stayed faithful, and Yahweh restored it all. And we're all going to have it all restored. The investments here that we make on earth are one thing, but the investments we make in our Heavenly Father's words that the kingdom is set up for us for our eternal life is a whole other thing. And that's the investment he wants us to make, knowing and securing our place in the future. And the day is coming. The day is coming closer and closer, when we're going to have to be judged by our wonderful Creator. And we sit in the throne room and he's going to tell us, he's going to reveal to us based on how we lived our life, based on the things we've done, where we're going to end up and how it's going to be in the end. And even though his ultimate mercy and grace will still be available to us, it says clearly in the scriptures, the innocent person and the wicked person And the result for both of them, as it says in Proverbs, which means wisdom, our Creator cannot lie, and He cannot let the guilty go free any longer, any innocent suffer any longer. There's going to come a time to come where we're going to have to take responsibility for our own actions. And just because our wonderful Creator gave His Son to die for us and take our place, the first time He came, when He came for sinners, it says in the Scriptures He's coming back, and this time He's coming back for the righteous. And I ask you right now to think for one moment, what if everything we did in life, every darkness we lived in, every darkness we promoted, and all of this, what if we're only going to be judged on our last day on earth, on our last breathing moments? What if we're only going to be judged on that? And I tell you right now, if you've lived a life, a terrible life, and you'd only judge on that last day, what if? Can you say you went out believing in our Creator? Can you say your last breaths were believing in our Creator in repentance and truth? And here's the thing. We never know when that last moment is. We never know when that last day is. We never know when that last breath is. So every single day, as it says, we need to be ready and waiting and alert and aware. And every single moment, we must be at our best in our understanding of who He is and what He did for us and how we live our lives. So I implore you to get up and wake up and be out there and get out there and do this. So if you've woken up today and you have things on your mind that aren't going well, if you're discouraged or depressed, or something's happening in your life that you don't like the way it's going, I implore you to open up the Scriptures and speak to our Creator. Listen not to the rock music of the Scriptures that they have out there today. Listen instead to some of the old hymns of Scripture. And read the Psalms that we find in the Scripture of David singing. And understand what it says in the Scriptures when David was going through the hardest times of his life, that he looked on Yahweh to take revenge on his enemies. And that David loved the words of our wonderful Creator. A man that committed adultery. A man that committed murder. And not just one man. You had Paul. You had David. And you had all these other people of Scripture that were part of darkness. They lived darkness. They experienced darkness. And they committed darkness. But they repented. And Yahweh freed them. And saved them. And healed them of all these different things. And you have that opportunity today as well. Don't wait any longer. Don't take pride in your righteousness. Come to Him every single day and speak to Him and ask Him to heal you, to help you, and thank Him for being with you every single day. And value your words. Value His word, the Bible, the Scriptures, more than anything else in your life, more than anything or anyone. People died for these words. And understand, and I remind you one last time, Yahshua, our wonderful Messiah, the one they call Jesus, died for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Live in the light. He is the light. Have a blessed day and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida 33466. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry.
Mercy is a song singing to my heart, telling me it's okay, come just as you are. I never heard a melody like the one that's singing over me. And I just wanna sing along, 'cause mercy is a song and freedom is a choir, swaying back and forth, shining in the shadow of a stained glass Sunday morning, shouting hallelujah. Yesterday is gone. Our freedom is a cry, and mercy is a song. Sing it.